Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 22nd regarding John White, W-H-I-T-E, Jr. John White is a 53-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. The first occurred on 3/16/20 when he was in a tool cage and tripped on a piece of pipe, falling onto a skid of cement bag, striking the outside of his right arm. He believes he injured his right arm and shoulder and went to virtual urgent care afterwards. He couldn't lift his arm either. He had further evaluation leading to surgery on 5/27/20 done by Dr. Lipschultz. He also relates that days after this fall, he had major back pain and could barely walk. He went on for further treatment with that, including low back surgery on 7/21/20 by Dr. Woods. Following that surgery, he developed a drop foot on the left. He has completed his course of active treatment with Dr. Lipschultz on 12/21/20. He continues to see Dr. Woods for his back and is scheduled to see him in the summer. Mr. White admits that in 2016 he injured his lower back but is not sure how this occurred or what kind of treatment he had. He was seen by Dr. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, at Cooper Hospital. He did not undergo any surgery at that time. He also later recalls that he injured his back at work around 2000. He developed chronic pain and was already under the care of pain management at Relievus. New paragraph. As for his first claim petition, Mr. White alleges on 3/16/20 he tripped over a skid with bags of cement on the skid. This resulted in right shoulder and low back status post-surgery. He also filed a claim petition in an occupational fashion through 5/26/20. He claimed to have repetitive bending, lifting, pushing, pulling, and operating heavy equipment, leading to low back status post-surgery. He did supply answers to occupational interrogatories connected to that claim. Specified the various tools and activities he would do at work. He had low back surgery by Dr. Woods, but did it through his own health insurance called Managed Choice. He gave notice of the occupational condition, inclusive of his lower back, to Steve Musilli, M-U-S-I-L-L-I, his boss. He added that after the injury of 3/16/20, it not only hurt his shoulder, but aggravated his back. He admitted to pre-existing condition with respect to the right shoulder, which was previously symptomatic in 2016, but he was unsure how he injured the shoulder, but did get seen at South Jersey Radiology and Cooper Bone and Joint. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. White underwent lumbar spine x-rays on 9/20/2000 due to left leg numbness. This was done at the referral of Dr. Ferri, F-E-R-R-I, and revealed mild spondylolisthesis at L5-S1, where there was also a pars defect. On 11/27/02, he had a chest x-ray to rule out pneumonia. This was a normal study. He had right upper quadrant abdominal ultrasound on 7/25/03, that found fatty liver. Appeared on 227.04. He had a repeat study that showed increased echogenicity to the liver compatible with fatty liver disease. Period. He had a CAT scan of his abdomen and pelvis on 3204. Period. History was hepatitis C, and he was having continual bowel problems, including excessive gas and constipation. Period. Insert those results here. On 9/11/04, he had x-rays of both feet that revealed mild right pes planus. Period. The history given was bilateral foot pain. Period. There were no fractures or significant osteoarthritis identified. Period. On 5/3/11, Dr. Lipschultz saw Mr. White having been injured on 4/11/11. Period. He fell off the back of a truck, injuring his left shoulder. Period. He was seen at Consensual, where x-rays were taken, and no x-rays were found. Period. He participated in therapy and had an MRI done on 4/20/11. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed this, noting it had a complete tear of the rotator cuff, mainly involving the supraspinatus. But he also has a evidence of a contusion consistent with his fall. Period. Dr. Lipschultz recommended surgical repair via arthroscopic means. Period. Insert the surgical procedure here. He followed up postoperatively on 6/6/11, 3 days status post the procedure. Period. He then followed up over the next. He followed up through 6/20/11 when he was referred for formal physical therapy. Period. The record then jumps to 7/14/11. When formal physical therapy was again recommended. Period. The last visit relative to the shoulder was done on 11/28/11. Pretty was doing extremely well and had full range of motion with no weakness or numbness. Period. He was working full duty and could be discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. Subsequent records show the petitioner saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 3/30/20, claiming he was injured at work on 3/16/20. Period. He tripped and fell over a skid, injuring his right shoulder. Period. He had previously injured this shoulder in 2016 and was seen by Dr. Pollard. Period. He had an MRI through South Jersey Radiology that apparently showed a large retracted rotator cuff tear. Period. He was treated conservatively with therapy and was able to go back to work without restrictions. Period. History was remarkable for hypertension and sleep apnea. Period. Dr. Lipschultz recounted having treated Mr. White for his left shoulder, including surgery on 6/3/11. Period. He also noted a history of substance abuse in the past that apparently had resolved. Period. Dr. Lipschultz opined he aggravated a pre-existing condition in the right shoulder in 2016 and was diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear. Period. His shoulder was once again symptomatic. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and a new MRI of the shoulder. Period. Insert the result of the right shoulder MRI from 4/3/20. Period. At the visit of 4/13/20, Dr. Lipschultz referenced that result as well as the MRI from 3/2/16 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Lipschultz wrote he had an acute on chronic injury of his right shoulder, which was now a 3-tendon tear, for which he recommended surgical repair. Paired, he explained the caveats of it being possible this was not repairable. Period. On this televisit, the petitioner informed Dr. Lipschultz he was, quote, having issues with his low back. Period, end quote. The doctor wrote it was not clear that this was in any way related to his work injury. But in fact, he was actively treating with Relievus pain management prior to the work injury. Period, he had undergone injections to the low back on 2/28/20 for what he believed was a left-sided L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus. But he was already scheduled in the near future for another epidural injection. Period. New paragraph on 5/27/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty followed up postoperatively on 6/1/20, when x-rays showed good decompression. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks and eventually was referred for physical therapy. Period, at the visit of 7/9/20, he noted the petitioner was scheduled to undergo a lumbar procedure on 7/21/20 that was not part of his workers' compensation claim. Period, he is trying to minimize his time off work. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz again regarding the right shoulder on 7/27/20. Period. He was going to continue physical therapy for the shoulder. Period. On 8/17/20, Dr. Lipschultz learned he had undergone lumbar spine surgery by Dr. Woods, after which he was experiencing a left-sided foot drop. Period, the pain in the back was much better, and he was on a 10-pound weightlifting restriction per Dr. Woods. Period, Dr. Lipschultz put him on a 5-pound lifting restriction, with no lifting above shoulder level at that time. Period. He was progressed to more significant physical therapy regarding the shoulder. Period. Evidently, this ran concurrent with therapy for the lower back. Period. As of 12/21/20, he had regained full range of motion of the shoulder and regained good strength. Period. He was working full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 12/30/14, Mr. White underwent a low back MRI at the referral of a physician assistant named Joseph Mamano, M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Period. That same day, he had... Scratch that. On 9/14/15, he had x-rays of the right shoulder done at the referral of Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Period. And MRI of the right shoulder was done on 3/2/16, this time at the referral of Dr. Pollard. Period. On 9/20/18, Dr. Patel had him undergo an ultrasound of the abdomen to be inserted. Period. X-rays of both knees were done at Dr. Patel's referral on 1/2/19 to be inserted. Period. Right ankle x-rays were done the same day and will be inserted here as well. Period. The history given was chronic ankle instability. Period. He had a renal and bladder ultrasound on 3/8/19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 8/27/19, he was seen at Cooper by Dr. Nawari, N-A-W-A-R-E. Period. He was status post-treatment for hepatitis C carried diagnoses of obesity, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, urinary frequency, lumbar disc disease, and posterior tibialis tendon insufficiency. Pretty was already being followed by Dr. Patel at the same office. Period. He was using an ASO brace for his right ankle and was using Suboxone for the lower back. Pretty had undergone epidural steroid injection and medication treatment. Pretty was worried about being placed on opiates again by pain management. Period. He continued to be seen in this group for internal medicine problems primarily. Period. The next visit at this primary care site was on 11/27/19, presenting with both back pain and ankle pain. Period. He was angry. He was unable to be seen without an MRI at Cooper Pain Management. Period. The MRI was declined by insurance, and he had not completed physical therapy. Period. He was seeing Relievist Pain Management, who ordered the MRI, pending authorization. Period. He was utilizing Suboxone for a history of prescription opiate abuse, and took lisinopril for hypertension that was uncontrolled. Period. A follow-up visit took place on 5/7/20 via telemedicine. Period. He was waiting for surgery with Dr. Lipschultz for his shoulder. Period. He was attending physical therapy for it. He was following with Rothman orthopedic spine surgery for his lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He was referred for additional laboratory studies. Period. New paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Naware, N-A-W-A-R-E, he underwent lumbar spine x-rays on 9/24/19, compared to a lumbar MRI of 12/30/14 to be inserted. Period. He was seen by Dr. Manabat at Relievist Pain Management on 11/11/19 with an average pain level of 8 to 9 out of 10. Period. He had a little back pain radiating to the left buttock. Period. He also had numbness and tingling in the left lower extremity. Period. The worst time of his back pain was in the morning and at night. Period. This has affected his employment, enjoyment, relationships, hobbies, and leisure activities. Period. Dr. Manabat noted he was taking Flexeril and Diclofenac, as well as Lisinopril and Buprenorphine-Naloxone sublingually. Period. He diagnosed lumbar facet syndrome, disc bulging at 01-2, 03-4, and 04-5 by MRI, disc herniation at 05-S1 from MRI, degeneration of lumbar disc disease, and right knee pain due to osteoarthritis. Period. He was already under the care of his primary care physician for more than 6 weeks due to his low back pain. Period. He had completed physical therapy at NovaCare and also at Virtua. Period. Dr. Manabat recommended smoking cessation. Period. He continued to treat Mr. White for his lower back issues. not only with medications. Period on 2/28/20, he performed a lumbar epidural injection. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Manabat continued through 4/27/20. Period. This was also done via telemedicine. Period. The plan was for further interventional pain management treatment to be considered when his symptoms return. Period. His average pain level was 3 to 4 out of 10 and still radiated from the low back to the left buttock. Period. He had restricted range of motion of the spine with spasm. Period. New paragraph on 3/16/20, he was seen at Virtual Occupational. Complaining of a fall when he was getting tools from the tool shed and tripped and landed on concrete onto his right side. Pretty had shoulder pain from the fall, as well as with certain movements, he had limited range of motion. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion and strain of the right shoulder and rotator cuff and was quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. Right shoulder x-rays were done on 3/16/20 and read as normal. Period. He had an MRI of the right shoulder on 4/3/20 to be inserted here at the referral of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen at Rothman Orthopedic Urgent Care on 4/7/20 and plenty of lumbar spine pain for 3 weeks after falling at work. Period. It increased 1 week ago after a walk with his wife. Period. It was noted he had a lengthy history in regard to his low back and was seen by Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, in 2015, when he had a lumbar MRI revealing a herniated disc at L5-S1. Period. And then insert the rest of what I have marked on this progress note. They reviewed the lumbar x-rays done in September, showing degenerative disc disease with spondylolisthesis at L5-S1, but no acute abnormality, fracture, or concern. Period. Physician assistant Riota, R-I-O-T-T-A, diagnosed low back pain and lumbar sacral radiculopathy. Period. He started Mr. White on a Medrol dose pack. Period. His response was monitored through 4/7/20 when a message for Dr. Patel was given relative to the approval for his MRI. Period. He then saw Dr. Conliffe on 4/30/20 relative to an MRI. Period. He reviewed it himself from South Jersey Radiology the month before to be inserted as marked. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral radiculopathy and spondylolysis. Period. He already had a series of two spinal injections through Relievis pain management. Period. He was looking to request a second opinion from one of their spine surgeons regarding long-term care for his spine. Period. He was going to be referred to one of their in-house providers and returned to Dr. Conliffe himself on an as-needed basis. Period. On 6/24/20, Dr. Woods performed a spine surgical evaluation. Period. The petitioner was not a smoker. Period. He was under the care of pain management and an addiction specialist, currently taking Suboxone. Period. He explained Mr. White had instability and spondylolisthesis at L4-5 and L5-S1 with resultant neurologic compression in the neural foramen and lateral recess. Pretty is a high-risk surgical candidate due to his obesity and his history of substance abuse in the past. Pretty had used heroin in the past but had been clean for some time. Period. He was advised that with the history of pain control, is going to be a challenge. Period. He will receive no opioid narcotics provided by Dr. Woods. Period. They discussed pursuing treatment options, including surgery. Period. On 4/16/20, Dr. Manabat performed a lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 4/21/20, he underwent a lumbar MRI compared to a study of 12/30/14 to be inserted. Period. On 5/27/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed shoulder surgery to be inserted. Period. On 7/21/20, Dr. Woods performed low back surgery to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Woods through 6/3/21 when he was doing very well. Period. He continued to use his AFO brace. Period. He was going to follow up in 1 year time. Period. He listed other diagnoses including congenital spondylolisthesis and left foot drop, which is at baseline. Period. He had about 3+/5 strength in his tibialis anterior and EHL on the left, but no other deficits. Period. On 8/24/21, Dr. Woods wrote a lengthy report relative to causation. Period. Insert the relevant parts that I will mark. Period. On 9/1/21, the petitioner was evaluated by Dr. Berianu, B-E-R-E-A-N-U. Period. He noted the petitioner's court injury and cost of treatment from the subject events, as well as past medical, surgical, and traumatic history. Period. After evaluating him, he offered 44% partial total disability for the neurologic residuals of left L5-S1 radiculopathy with motor comma, sensory comma, and reflex deficits. Period. On sensory exam, there was diminished response to light touch and pinprick in the left L5-S1 proximal and distal dermatomes. Period. He had no ankle reflex on the right, and it was no ankle reflex on the left, and 1/5 on the right. Period. Patellar and upper extremities were 2+/5 bilaterally. Period. He ambulated with the left ankle brace wrapping around below the knee area to help with the left foot drop, where he has no dorsiflexion. Period. The left lower extremity was much, much thinner compared to the contralateral right side. Period. Mid-calf circumference on the left was 36.5 centimeters and on the right 41.0 centimeters. Period. He had an abnormal gait in the sense that he steps by flexing a lot more of his left knee. Period. He uses no other assistive devices. Period. And now I'll go to my physical exam. General appearance, he was a morbidly obese, deconditioned individual with a pendulous abdomen. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed healed portal scars at both shoulders, more noticeable on the right than the left. but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired my bicep circumferences are smaller on the left than the right. Paired left shoulder abduction was 165 degrees and internal rotation to 75 degrees. Paired motion was otherwise full in all individual and composite spheres with crepitus during flexion but no tenderness. Paired motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuver was normal. Extremities lower and spectrum revealed atrophy of the left lower extremity. Paired left extensor is longer. Strength was 3+, but this was otherwise 5/5. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated using an AFO brace on the left ankle and had a foot drop, but he was able to stand on his toes but could not stand on his left heel. Paired inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars, each measuring 1¾ inch in length. Paired, there was an anterior longitudinal subumbilical scar that was 4 inches in length. Paired, he was able to flex to 70 degrees with extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending accomplished fully. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. John White has alleged an acute injury on 3/16/21st involving his right shoulder, which was then amended to include his low back. Paired also filed an occupational exposure claim running through 5/26/20 regarding his lower back. Paired, he has an extensive history of orthopedic problems involving his shoulders and lower back, as delineated above. Paired, he continued in pain management for the lower back until only shortly before the event of 3/16/20. Paired, he treated with a variety of specialists. Paired, he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Paired, his surgical procedures will be inserted here. Paired, and Dr. Nawari's visit, it was noted he was still receiving pain management treatment for the lumbar spine as of 3/9/20. Paired, on 4/7/20, he told Rothman his low back pain increased 1 week ago after a walk with his wife. Paired, he ultimately underwent surgery on the shoulder and lower back, both to be inserted here. Paired, the current exam found Mr. White to be morbidly obese and deconditioned with a pendulous abdomen. Paired, he had virtually full range of motion about the left shoulder with some crepitus. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Paired, he had atrophy in the left lower extremity and weakness in left extensor, longer strength. Paired, he could not stand on his left heel. Paired, he ambulated with a foot drop. And with an AFO brace, it disappeared. Paired, he had healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine. Paired, both sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for low back. Low back pain or radiculopathy. Paired, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the right shoulder, some of which is attributable to the prior injury and surgery. Paired, there is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back regardless of cause. Paired, for several different reasons, I cannot ascribe this to his routine varied job tasks with the insured. Paired, he has been able to return to work in a full duty capacity, and yet his symptoms are staying the same. Paired, end.